MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.tv, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.
Everybody, welcome to Madhouse Live, FU Edition. For those of you who don't know, that is a better way than saying 13 in the culture in China. Tonight, all rough, all the time. That's what we're doing. We've got a great list of fighters, including one of our favorites, Wong Wan, will be back on tonight. We're only going to get about 10 minutes with each fighter because they're heading to the arena to get taped up and, you know, stretch, warm up, and then put on a show. And let's tell you, folks, free fights. That's right. There are stream links everywhere. You can go to Madhouse. You can go to www.roughchina.com. You can go to Twitter, Rear Naked Smoke, Lapaki's Facebook, my Facebook, Madhouse's, MMA Topics. I mean, everywhere there are links to watch this great event for free. That's how they're doing it at Rough. They're bringing the fans the best events. And I would not be hosting a show correctly if I did not bring my partner in crime in here the right way.
Check out this selection right here.
Where you from?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls me nothing except for your mother, and she's first your monkey ass.
Mr. Lapaki, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, bro? Man, I'm just chilling, man. I'm chilling. What's going on?
I am, honestly, I've had a kick-ass day. The bar rocked it. Boneyard Beer, I want to give you guys a shout-out real quick for the love. Custom made me a chef's apron with their logo on it and got me some more swag, too, on top of that. We're looking to bring them on as a sponsor, and I really like working with them so far, so that would be really cool because you drink more than I do, so you'd be getting lots of free beer. Other than that, man, I'll be honest. I caught one fight at RFA and two fights at Bellator because – I just felt like I did not want to watch a watered-down version of MMA when I get to watch some of the elite fighters in China throw down tonight at Rough FU.
Yeah, I just followed the fights on Twitter tonight, man. I was just getting all my fishing gear ready, went through my elk bag, make sure I got, you know, what all hunting gear I need to go pick up. I just couldn't watch it tonight, man. I just couldn't do it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Rough 12 plus 1.
Yes, Rough Fu. I love it.
AKA
you know,
Rough 12 plus 1.
That's right. You know, ever since he explained that to me, because I'll be honest, I did not know it, I changed every post I've made from that point on to say Rough Fu or Rough FU, whatever you guys want to say. You know, I should have – that would have been even cooler to go a Rough, you know, 12 plus 1, but I realized how important it was to him and his fighters and their culture, so, you know, I quit using the 13.
Good job, buddy. I'm glad you're sensitive.
I am sensitive to the needs of the fighters. Not you, though. I could care less. You could be crying.
Oh, yeah.
Be
hey, the listeners know. The listeners are fully aware, bro. They completely understand. They know what it's like.
I'm telling you. Oh,
they
Brandon
feel,
just got online.
Feel, dude, I do want to say, though, I do want to let everybody know, M149 is going down in a few hours.
Dude, 6 hours, I believe. And the thing is, though, I believe that the event kicks off after Ruff's Roll. All right, let's quit screwing around. We got the man, the myth, the legend himself, Brandon Resnick. How are you tonight, brother?
Not too bad. The usual, just running around before the event.
Oh, man. Dude,
what did you have for breakfast today?
Pardon?
What did you have for breakfast today?
McDonald's. The healthiest meal you can have. Coffee.
What is a McDonald's breakfast in China?
Pardon?
What is a McDonald's breakfast in China? Are you still able to eat like a sausage McMuffin or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I got an egg McMuffin. You got the hash brown. You got the usual stuff. It's pretty normal, actually.
Dude, now, you know, when you go over there, is the menu hugely different or just somewhat different?
Not too different, actually. Like, they might have a little couple random items that, like, you wouldn't have in North America, but it's pretty much the same. Except
okay.
They deliver, which I know how much you guys like.
They deliver? Oh, my Lord. You just made obesity in America go up 8 points, buddy. I'm telling you right now, dude, if they delivered here, we would be even lazier and fatter society than we already are.
Dude, why don't we buy a McDonald's, Skippy, and have delivery as an option?
Dude, you know how rich we would be? Oh, man.
Dude.
Is there a minimum?
I'm willing to find out, bro.
So you're at the hotel right now, or are you at the event center? Oh, we lost him. He's calling right back. He had a perfect connection, too.
Apparently not.
Well, it's the best he sounded, you know, in a while for me. Okay.
Well, we can try again right now.
Yep. Okay. So we left off with the great delivery system that McDonald's has. I tell you what, that's just craziness. Is there a minimum you have to order?
Not that I know of.
Do they have a radius? Like, do they only go so far?
No, because they have McDonald's everywhere here. They deliver from each McDonald's, I'm assuming.
Nice.
Are there a lot of McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. You have everything here. There's more of it, like... There's more Starbucks and McDonald's around here than over in North America.
Okay, here's what I'm curious, because I watch a lot of Thai TV, and they've got some of the greatest ever 7-Eleven commercials. How are your mainstream American business commercials over there? Are they as good? Are they good? Are they funny?
I don't know. I don't watch many of these commercials, to be honest. Like the ones I do see, like they're a little bit over the top, so yeah, I guess it's pretty similar to what you're saying.
They got a 7-Eleven commercial with Buddha riding an alligator into 7-Eleven. He throws a rabbit, and it turns into a tiger, lands on the counter, and it has a soda in its mouth. And it says 7-Eleven. Dude, every time I see it, I want to go to 7-Eleven. I'm hoping to see an alligator with Buddha on it. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, I like the tractor commercials, bro. The tractor commercials are the one that gets me.
Now, see, obviously the agricultural commercials are some of my favorite. With the sexy rice girls, come on, man. Who doesn't like sexy rice girls? Oh, look at this. We know more about your TV than you do.
So, Brandon, who will we have first?
So first up, we'll do Wang Guan. So you guys are familiar with him. I think you guys are looking forward to talking to him.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Yeah, he's got a big challenge ahead of him. His opponent is a world sanded champion and world sambo champion. So this is going to be a tough fight for him. This is really going to test all his skills, and this is what he needs right now.
Well, you know, last time we got to talk to him, he seemed very calm and relaxed. I'm curious to see what his demeanor is with this fight and talk to him a little bit about, you know, what he might have changed in camp, you know, or what he might have done different this time. But he's a great, great, you know, young, you know, man, and I love the fact that he's so gritty and so personable. Last time he was super fun to have on the show.
Yeah, so Wangwan's here now, so feel free to talk to him. Jaleel will be translating for you.
Yeah, cool. I will translate for you guys.
Hey, how you doing tonight, brother?
How are you?
Good, good, good.
Wangwan, welcome back to the show, brother.
Thank you so much.
I would like to ask, how is he feeling after this fight camp?
他想问你一下，你这次训练营之后感觉怎么样？感觉很不错，现在的状态啊，或者是精神面貌都特别棒。
Yeah, he feels super nice these days. He had a great camp. He feels really good now.
Did he do anything different in this fight camp to prepare for this fighter?
他说这次你训练营有没有什么改动为这个场比赛？也没有什么，只是在自己的好多地方，然后针对对手，然后有了加强了很多的训练吧。
No, he didn't change like his training camp this time, but he had check his fighters' fights, and he had some surprise for him. So he worked hard on his holds in his game. So he think he doesn't change. He don't have a big changes at all.
Okay.
Wang has been very, very active. Does he like fighting on every rough card like this?
他说你比较就是那种经常打比赛，几乎每一次的瑞武你都打，就是你喜欢吗？你觉得很那个啥吗？
当然喜欢，因为瑞武现在在中国是最棒的比赛，然后他的对手，然后也对自己有很大的挑战，然后非常喜欢。
Yeah, he said for sure he loved it because rough, it's very big here in China. Oh, I think it's rough. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So he said, like, rough is a pretty big event now, and he always have good challenges for him, and he liked it. He enjoyed his time.
Has Wang become kind of a rock star around China due to his fighting in rough?
他说，有没有现在就是你变成那个瑞武的明星了？基本上就在中国。
啊，这个是应该会是有。
Yeah, he think it's coming up. It's coming up now. These days, fight by fight, he's getting bigger and bigger.
Well, he's a rock star to us. We love him.
反正对他们来说，你是个明星，他们很喜欢你，他们很爱你。好，谢谢。 Thank you.
Oh, hey, look, we're super excited to see him get in the cage tonight. You know, we're not going to make this too long because we know he's got to prepare for his fight.
I have one question, Skip. What does he know about Sarkarov, and what does he like in his opponent?
他们说很高兴，就是你这次训练，然后也很高兴你这次比赛，然后他们说你对 Sarkarov 现在有没有什么了解？你知道他这个是干什么的，哪来的，你的对手？有一些了解，然后看了他的。
比赛，他之前的比赛对手也很棒，然后很多技术上面，都是很优秀的吧。然后我会针对他这个技术去比赛。
Yeah, he saw many videos of his opponent. He checked some info about him, and he said pretty well rounded, pretty good striker, good grappler, very technical fighter. But he have his own way. To beat this guy.
I like it. Now, you know, before we get out of here, I want to make sure he has a chance to thank any sponsors, any gyms, or throw out any social media for fans to follow him on.
他说现在就已经有完事了，你有没有想给针对你自己的粉丝呀、赞助商呀这些人说一下什么？
对，我非常感谢，大家支持我，然后喜欢我的比赛，然后今天晚上我也会打出一场精彩的比赛，你们值得期待。
He say, he will, he want to thanks all people who supporting him, the fans, the friends, his team, everybody, and tonight he will show really exciting fight that worth you guys to be waiting for.
Oh, I love hearing that. Now, I want to ask him, does he have a specific walkout song he likes?
就是你有没有什么出场音乐你比较喜欢的？每次出场音乐有没有？对，
任何音乐都让我兴奋。
He say, no matter what kind of music, it makes him excited.
I'm just curious, how fast can he throw a rear naked choke on Brandon right now?
他想问一下你多快能替他做个狮子锁。
你我
真的。
Well, I want to thank Wong for coming on the show tonight. I know he's got to go get ready for a fight. So from all the fans across the world, we, you know, wish him the best of luck tonight.
他说谢谢你，然后他知道你马上要准备比赛，所有的粉丝感谢你，然后祝你好运。
好的，谢谢。
好 ，Thank you guys, thank you.
So next we have Alatain Healy. He's one of the guys that's really one of these young Chinese fighters coming up to the sport. If he shows a good performance this week, today actually, he could very well see him be fighting for the belt in at Rough 14. He comes from a great wrestling background, and he's evolved so much as a fighter. So here he is.
Okay, Healy. My honey, 请坐.
How you doing tonight, buddy?
你好，你怎么样？还好吗？
你好 ，Hello， 我挺好。
Say hello, guys.
你好。
You feel really good? Doing very well.
We talked about you the other night on our show when we broke down the fight card. You're somebody we think has a great chance at winning that title shot. How much does that weigh on him during the fight?
他就说他看过你的比赛，然后他觉得你有所有的就是所有的一套东西能达到那个去挣这个金腰带，然后你觉得对你有多大的压力？
我其实没什么压力，然后就觉得自己发挥自己的最高的水平就可以了。
You say like you don't feel any pressure with it, and what he want just be relaxed in his fight and show the best condition of his.
Right on. With this fight...
How excited is Alatang that it is fight day?
Sorry?
How excited is he for today to be fight day and him get to display his skills?
You 今天有没有什么这种很绷带的那种紧张的感觉，或是有没有就是很兴奋的感觉？
很兴奋的感觉，对，很有比以前是没有这种感觉，今天是觉得非常兴奋，感觉就自己觉得特别有力量。今天，
He said, you know, today the most excited day. Like before, when he competed in RAP, he didn't feel that way like he feel today, and he feel very exciting and feel very strong. He said he can feel power in his fist and power in his heart.
Did he bring
in... Oh,
wow,
that's powerful.
Yeah, and you could hear it in his voice. I mean, you could hear when he responded to the translator, you could hear the excitement in his voice, which is great. For this camp, did he go anywhere new or bring anyone new in for training?
他说这次为准备比赛。你有没有去新的俱乐部，或是有没有那个做了一个新的训练营，做了一些新的陪练，有没有做的一个什么特别的那个训练？
就是这次比赛之前。
对对对。
有的，就是比如说针对性这个我的对手的打法，然后就 训练方法是一些改变，针对对手。
Yeah, like he fighting from Boku Yinghao Fight Club, and he had a great camp out there, which was like forcing against his opponent's fighting style. He changed many things this time preparing for the fight.
With this fight camp, what was the hardest food for him to give up?
这次你训练可能有减，就是减少一些吃的，或者是减少一些东西不能吃的。哪些东西你最喜欢吃，但是你不能吃的，因为准备比赛的，有没有？
意思是像没吃吗？
对，
就是我特别喜欢吃飞肉，飞肉我没吃，然后就这次我比赛时候就都盐和油的东西都没吃，这一个。
Say as being Mongolian, he really likes to eat fat meat.But this, like, during the whole camp, he couldn't eat fat meat. He couldn't eat salt and oil.
Go ahead, Lepaki.
No, go ahead, Skip.
I was going to say, after...
What are areas of strength he sees his opponent having?
Strength of the opponent. 你的那个对手的强项在哪里？
就是也是柔道。还有 Sambo.
His opponent's background is Judo and Sambo. So this is the strongest part that the guy has.
His ground game is beautiful. Does he feel that that's where he needs to win the fight?
他说你的这个地面技术很漂亮，你有没有觉得这个就是你的一个优势？这比赛可能会给你得到胜利，就是地面技术。
这有可能吧，就是这次地面对手也地面不错，然后就觉得地面，就觉得跟对手差不多，稍微强一点，有可能是，不是
？He say like yeah, it might happen. His ground game is okay, but his opponent also pretty good on the ground. So he think it will be excited fight.
Well, does he have anybody he wants to thank? Any sponsors, coaches, gyms, anybody? Let him do that.
你有没有什么朋友或是公司呀，或是你的那个馆啊、装队啊，想感谢的人，你可以感谢一下。
感谢就是谢谢那个 Real Ref 给我这个机会打这个比赛。然后呢，我非常感谢我们俱乐部，提供了一些。就是训练的方式，或者是一些我的帮助。
So first of all, he want to thank Rob for giving him this opportunity, the place where he can fight to show up his skills. Then he want to thank Boko Yinghan Fight Club, where he's fighting. And he want to thank Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. knowing that, you know, this fight can get him a shot at the Ruff Championship, for him looking at Ruff titles, how important is that for his career?
他说这次比赛就是如果你赢的话，你就资格参加那个金腰带嘛，争金腰带，对你来说多重要这场比赛？
反正不，我就是
你
练 MMA 以后就是最重要的，就是最重要的一场比赛，就是练怎么说呀？这个，
OK， 我
就是啊，非常重要，跟这么说。
I mean, what you wanna say? It's like all fights is pretty important, but this one.From his whole career might be the most important fight because, as you said before, he's going to have a chance to compete for the belt. So at this moment in his life, this one is the most important fight.
Well, tell him we wish him the best of luck tonight on a great performance.
Did Alatang practice the crane kick with Sensei Seagal?
他说你有没有跟那个 Seagal 练的那个枪蹬腿一个电影的那个明星吗
那个用 trigger。
啊，没有。
No, he would love to, but
有别的。
Maybe he will have some chance in the future.
Will he maybe try the crane kick in the fight? Even without working with Master Seagal.
你可以就是学一下那个 Anderson Silva 踢的那个前蹬腿。
可是我腿短。
No, no, he said like, his legs a bit short, so...
Well, Alatain, we wish you the best of luck tonight. Go out there and kick butt, brother.
Do you have any sponsors you
want to
thank or anybody in your family?
他说就是说祝你好运气，然后就是让你去在那打，把他的屁股好好打一打，是不是这样？然后就是说有没有说想给自己的家庭或者啥，谢谢。And want to thank you guys for doing interview with him today. He liked it so much.
Hey, we will have him on again, I promise. He was a great interview.
He said they really liked talking to you. Next time, I'll talk to you again. Okay, thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, next we're going to do...
That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and his fighting style is awesome. He's got a great personality, great look. He's one of these guys that could easily be the future of the sport.
Sounds like he could use some longer legs, though.
Yeah, maybe he'll go with it. Okay, next we have Zhao Yefei, who's obviously in the main event. If he puts on a good performance here, you're most likely going to see him facing Azmat for the belt over at rough 14. So he's a guy who's evolved so much in his sport. Started out as a pure stand-up fighter. Now his striking is a lot more technical. His past two wins come from submission. He's a guy who evolved into a real fighter. And here he is.
Right on, man. I didn't know what was going on there for a second.
Yeah, he caught me. Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. How you doing tonight?
你好，怎么样？感觉还好吗？你好，然后状态挺好的。So he said, "Hi guys, yeah, he's feeling really good, very nice, very happy."
How is he feeling after weigh-ins?
称完重感觉怎么样？累不累？现在什么感觉？称完重感觉挺开心的，反正体重算是过去了，可以吃了。
Yeah, he was happy. He was so happy because everything behind he make weight.
Yeah, that's the toughest part for fighters, stressful sometimes. So with him making weight, did he feel like he had a good camp?
He
was like, he trained so hard for this camp, like really hard, that he couldn't handle in the end of the season. But now everything behind, that they say, like, train hard, fight easy. So he feels good.
Niao. Niao, how excited are you to be able to finally display your skills that you practiced during fight camp?
就是他说你具体训练了吗？练了一些什么东西？比赛都会就是发现出来吗？我主要的还是抓我的站立。
Yeah, like what did he say? Like he gonna stick with his stand up game because he feels so confident. So the most cards in his hand is his stand up. So he have a couple aces in his hand with his stand up, and he will try to show the skills.
I like it. Does he feel his opponent is weaker in the stand up then?
你觉得你的对手战力比你差一点啊？
他战力也挺好，反正是我个人比较喜欢打战力，无论对方战力好还是差。You know, he said like his opponent is pretty good on the stand up as well. But he's this kind of person, he likes to stand and bang with his opponents, no matter how good they are.
His transition into the MMA world, what's been the easiest part of it for him?
说你从这个站立撞到地面，最简单的是哪一个东西？最就是对你来说最简单的。
没说什么简单不简单，就是反正就比较喜欢这种综合格斗，然后接触这个，反正就是每次都在学习，都在进步。He
said it wasn't easy for him, and but he have this kind of passion. He like MMA so much, so he's every day learning, every day doing the evolution.
Has he sought out any other gyms or specific coaches for this camp?
你有没有去过什么特别的其他的一些馆啊，或者是其他的一些教练啊？
我就去过西安体院，还有北京奥海林那边。
Yeah, he went to the Xi'an Sports University a couple times, and as well to the Beijing Ohailin's gym.
Now, obviously, he's, you know, developing. He's still a young, fierce talent. I'm curious, this fight has a lot on the table. Does any of that weigh on him mentally?
他说就算你很年轻，但这场比赛就是说实话挺重要的，就是他这个比赛的结果就是一个金腰带的资格嘛，你有没有什么压力，有没有什么心理或者是脑子里的那种？没有，就是把这场比赛打好就行了。 No, he don't have any mental problems or like any mental pressure. He say what he wants just to show a good fight.
Well, Brandon,
that is good because Skippy gives me mental problems.
Brandon is a great matchmaker, and he matched you up and put you on the main event. How honored were you when you got the call to be on the main event?
他说，就是这个 Brandon， 他很好的一个做赛事的人，他这次安排比赛非常完美，很漂亮。你有没有心里觉得自己很自豪，让你打到决赛？
对，我挺激动的这一次，因为到安排到最后，我也挺开心的。啊，我会今晚的这次比赛。
Yeah, he's very exciting. He feels so proud. He feels so good. He said, like, he feel really excited for this fight. And it's the first time he's going to be in a main card as a main event, so he really excited.
Well, we are super excited. The fans all over the world, especially here in the States, we're going to be focused on this fight because this could win him a shot at the champ and the strap and all that. I want to wish him the best of luck, and I want him to take this time to thank any sponsors, anybody in the gyms, any friends, whoever he'd like.
他不是说了，就是很多美国的粉丝也会为你加油，现在好多现场听的这个广播的人都会给你加油。然后你有没有想对你的粉丝、家庭或是谁说什么谢谢啊？
谢谢你们关注我，然后。 是个新秀，但是我会打好这次比赛的。期待今天晚上我的比赛。He
want to thank everybody who's supporting him, no matter where they are, like all over the world. And he say, no matter that he's a young fighter, today he will try to show up really good fight, guys.
Oh, I'm
does
not worried.
Zhao know, does Zhao know any good jokes that he would like to tell us?
有没有什么玩笑你想给他们说一下？谢谢你们的。
你们支持我是对的。
Yeah, you guys, you say that you're supporting him, it's right, huh? It's right decision.
Hey, I love it. I would like to know how fast can he choke Brandon out with a rear naked choke.
对，然后他想知道你多快能把他锁住。
So he doesn't want to.
Well, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us on Madhouse Live. We hope to have you back on, and we want to wish you the best of luck in this main event.
那时候还是祝你最好的运气去打这个比赛。好的，谢谢。 Thank you, guys. 谢谢。
Oh, Brandon, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Dude, I'll tell you what, you've got some great talent on this card. I've been talking about this all day at work, at the bar, on social media. Like, I've been just pumped for this show. Now that we're talking to these guys, I'm so ready for the fights. You know, right now you personally are just a few hours away from all this really blowing up. You've taken the time out once again to hang out with us on Madhouse Live and bring us fighters. How anxious are you to get to the stadium and get this rolling?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to get these fights started. I've been looking forward to these fights for months. I've been working, me and the Rough team and all the fighters have been working so hard on this event to keep making them better and better. So I'm just ready for it to get going, get over to the stadium and see these fights, see everyone perform, see what the end result of all the hard work is.
You know, obviously you're sitting here in the interviews as well. How encouraged are you by some, especially the two fighters that are in the mix? I mean, these guys are ready to come and perform.
Yeah. I love it because now this, to get people really interested in the sport out here, you got to have an end goal for these guys, whether it's the fighters or the fans. They got to see an evolution, and that's what we're trying to do. That's why you saw Azmat come in. He proved that he was ready for the belt. He deserved the title shot, and now these guys have to do the same, and people are going to be interested. People need to learn what these guys need to do to get to the top of their sport, especially in the bantamweight division for us. It's a stacked division.
Oh, that's tonight. We talked about it Wednesday night, folks. There are six fighters stepping into the rough cage tonight. I mean, any one of those could pull off such a great performance that it earns them a title shot.
Exactly.
You're going to have a tough decision maybe at the end of the night, because any one of these guys could blow your mind, or any two or three could put it so difficult for you to have to pick.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard decision. But the biggest thing we've always said is there's so much more to be one of the rough champions. Yeah, the fighting is such a big aspect. But, the great thing about these guys, you see they're great in interviews. These guys can pass off as models. There's so much more than just fighters. And that's why we love this next generation of rough fighter that's coming up.
Well, you know, something I found interesting is all the guys had no problems looking for outside help to get prepared for this camp. It kind of shows what you were talking about with the fans Wednesday night about the growth of the sport and no longer singleized, it's my gym or your gym, it's let's work together.
Yeah, exactly. They realize that they need to step the game up now. Before, when China MMA first started, yeah, they could kind of coast a bit. They could do what they've always been doing and just rely on their natural ability. Now the competition is too hard. There's too much on the line. You guys need to know they need to give themselves the best opportunity possible, and that means bringing the best people into their training camps, being challenged all the time. And it's the same thing in training camps that I say in the fight. These guys need to be challenged. These guys need to have different styles being thrown at them. That's the only way they're going to grow, and it's the same thing in their training camp, and these guys realize that.
Brandon, do you see any coaches from Brazil to teach Brazilian jiu-jitsu over there?
Oh, yeah. These guys actually took to BJJ really fast and really well. You see guys that were Sanda fighters or wrestlers or whatnot, and now they pretty much classify themselves as BJJ guys. These guys took to that aspect of the sport very well, and these guys are really learning how to do it. Lots of the gyms are bringing in the Brazilian black belts and really training these guys to be well-rounded athletes, especially in the jiu-jitsu game, because it's so new out here.
Now, you know, you've been working on the fight card for a few months, and, you know, you probably had a few fights that you've had on your mind that you're like, you know, I'm really kind of, this is one of my favorite ones. Now seeing all the guys kind of around the hotel today, what fights maybe are you now really kind of looking forward to, just maybe based off the demeanor of the fighters today?
That's a hard question. There's definitely, like, the Alatang Healy, Damlan Perev fight stands out in my head. Obviously, the Wang Guan, Serikov fight is an interesting one. The main event, Kuat Kamentov is coming in. I'm always excited to see him. We try to stack our cards from the beginning to the end. Over on the undercard, we have Willa Jibaren. He's a young guy, one of the most athletic Chinese fighters I've seen. He's a guy that can work up, hopefully face Wang Guan in the future. This is a card you need to pay attention from the beginning to the end. We tried to stack this card with the best fights we could possibly do.
But that,
did you,
boy,
say,
you know,
did you say Willa Jibaren was the guy? Who did you say
yeah.
we just really watched? Okay.
Yeah, he's fighting at 66 kilograms. He's
yeah.
the fourth fight of the night. That's something
yeah,
that I want to touch on. Yeah, you know, you talk about stacking this card, but fans need to understand that this plays into the new championship format. It's no longer going to be super fights. You're going to have to, you know, work your way up through the ranks, get that number one spot to get that shot, and you're going to have to do that by performance. So this is a great stacked card, but this is going to lead to multiple cards like this with bigger and bigger, more and more
yeah.
exciting fights on the line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Lots of people are paying attention to the bantamweight since that's the next belt up for grabs, but there's a lot of big flyweight fights on this card. There's a lot of featherweight fights on this card. This is something, like what I said before, we're going to start integrating all the champions. Hopefully, by the end of this year, probably a little bit into the next year, we're going to be getting all our champions from lightweight all the way down to flyweight. So all these guys realize, whether you're in the bantamweight division or a flyweight division, you got to bring your A game. And this is the first fight that people are really realizing this.
Brandon, what do you think are the possibilities of developing a light heavyweight or heavyweight division? Or are the prospects just too far and few between over there to even worry about any weight classes, maybe over 170?
We're definitely talking about it a lot. We're definitely going to bring it in. The next weight class we're going to bring in is probably welterweight. The light heavyweights are a bit hard just because it is China. The stereotype is true. Like, it is hard to find bigger guys, let alone fighters. So I don't know what's going to happen with the light heavyweight division. If there becomes enough talent and we start reaching out to places like Russia, then we could look into it. But the next division we probably open up in the next year would be welterweight.
I'm just saying, Brandon, so you guys know, you guys can put this in your files. I'm 5'6", 250 pounds, so I could fight in your heavyweight, and I'm 87-0 in prison fights. So, I mean, you know. Just throwing it out there.
All he asks is that you ask the ref to leave the cage.
yeah. For it to feel like a home fight, we need like riot police in the cage, not referees.
Sure, we'll try to set it up.
You know, today you're running around. You're doing a lot of this media stuff.
I think we have a fighter, Skip. I think we have a fighter.
Oh, go.
Yeah. So, yeah, next we could do Song Yadong. So, obviously, he's facing Zhao Yefei in the main event. This guy, he's only had four fights. He's 3-0. One was a no contest. Long story. But, anyways, he's 3-0, and he came in, again, a young guy. He's been training to get into Russ since he was 16, but obviously we have the 18-year-old age limit. He's 19 now. Came in as a wrestler, jiu-jitsu background, and now he's got some of the best hands in Russ, let alone the division. He's... Again, just like Zhao Yefei, he's turned into an all-around smart artist. He's got an attitude to him. He's so athletic. This guy's the next generation of China athlete. And here he is.
Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. How you doing tonight?
你好,欢迎你过来,今天怎么样?你好,今天状态很好,吃了很多东西,补充了很多身体所需要能量。
Hi guys, he feel really good. He eat a lot of things today. He eat a lot of things yesterday after waiting. So he feel good.
At Rough 12, Song got his first finish of his pro career. How did that feel?
First finish of the last fight. 给我的对手吗？就是怎么感觉？之前不是都是攀定嘛，上一次就很快的地方嘛。
就是很意外吧，就是没想到能那么快的降服他。
He didn't accept that the thing's gonna be so fast, and he feel happy for sure. Quick fight.
How did that help with his confidence for this fight here at Rough Boo?
你对这场比赛有什么自信？多自信啊！
多自信，非常自信，因为我了解我的对手，然后我知道他的打法怎么样。
Very very confident. Yeah, he know his opponent. He saw his fight. He know what to expect from this guy, so he feel really super confident.
How important is this fight to him, knowing that there could be a title shot down the road?
这个比赛对你有多么重要？
这场比赛是关于一场那个下一场的腰带争霸赛嘛，然后对我来说很重要。
Yeah, he feel like really, really excited because this one is giving him the opportunity to fight for the belt, and he says it's really important fight for him, for sure.
Does it weigh on him at all that there's going to be millions of fans around the world watching him?
他说你知道有很多大概有100多万的这些粉丝会看着你，你会有吗？这种感觉，他们会支持你的。很多粉丝，全世界都有。
哦，我这个不太清楚。
Yeah, he didn't know about it. So that
well,
you have that fans.
Three, you guys just made him nervous.
Well, I tell you what, you could tell him there's a huge population in America looking forward to watching him perform. We think he's a great young talent, and we get to see where he ranks in the division tonight, and I wish him the best of luck. I can't wait to see this fight.
他说确实你之前的比赛在美国很多人都看见了，所以你现在有很多粉丝，他们都在期待看着你这个比赛，祝你最好的运气。
谢谢
Thank you guys.
During this
how ready is Song to show his new and improved skill set today at Rough Foo?
你有什么新的技术？你为这个比赛准备有没有一些新的东西给我看？
具体没有什么改变，就是在柔术方面还有拳击方面加强了一些，然后摔法方面也加强了一些。
No, he didn't have any new things, but he worked hard on his jiu-jitsu, he worked hard on his boxing, and also on wrestling. So he just add more techniques, make it smoother.
I'm curious, with this camp, he had to give up some food to make weight. What was the one food he hated giving up?
他说你这次不是比赛嘛，然后要降体重，可能就是饮食上面需要控制，哪个是你最喜欢的，然后又不能吃的是什么东西？
哦，非常多非常多，就是喜欢吃很多甜的，蛋糕啊，然后还有可乐之类的东西。
Yeah, he say a lot of things because he like to eat sweet things, cakes, Coca-Cola, all these things he couldn't eat.
After his victory today, what's the one food he's going to eat?
你赢了之后，你会吃哪个东西？你第一个会去吃什么？
首先不会吃那些东西，因为很长时间没有那个吃了，然后肠道不适应，补充一些水啊，然后。
比完赛
就随便了，吃。那个想吃那个蛋糕啊，然后。
Yeah, for sure. After the fight, he will run onto the cakes and smash them. Some cakes for sure.
Hey, what song? What is your favorite cake?
你最喜欢吃的蛋糕是哪个蛋糕？
不好吃，我就喜欢吃。我没有最喜欢吃的，甜的挺好吃。
He like any cakes which are sweet.
Hey, we need to get him a cake sponsorship then.
他说应该给你找个蛋糕公司给你赚赞助一下。
哦，可以。
Yeah, he's agreed. He like it.
Well, you know, I know he's got to head to the arena to get prepared to fight, so have him take this time and thank anybody he wants, any sponsors, coaches, family. It's his time.
他说知道你又开始去准备比赛了，又出发了，然后你有没有什么人想感谢呀，你家庭呀，或谁呀，你都可以说一下。
想感谢我的团队吧，他们我的教练还有我的队友，他们给我的帮助与支持吧，还有指导。然后谢谢我的那个天津的那帮朋友，然后要晚上要看我的直播，然后非常感谢他们那么支持我。
He wanna thank his team, his teammates, his coach, all his friends back home in Tianjin who are waiting for his fight tonight, and he wanna thank everybody again. Thanks so much, guys, for supporting.
Hey, we're super excited to watch him perform. We wish him the best of the luck.
I have one last question, though. Does he have a joke he wants to tell the fans?
对，最后一个问题，你有没有什么开玩笑想给他们开一下？
开玩笑。
这个比赛我不打完。
他俩是在那个拍喜剧片儿吗？他俩都笑。
嗯。He asking.Guys, is it like MMA radio show, or are you just doing the comedy club out there?
Well, we're trying to find funny fighters. Well, tell them thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Man. Dude, smash the cake. Brandon, get that on a shirt, please. Dude, we need to do a rough shirt with smash the cake.
Oh, we'll do our best on that. You guys need to find him a cake sponsor, a bakery.
Dude, I'm on it. I mean, dude, we're already hashtagging out there on Twitter, folks. Hashtag smash the cake and add rough and madhouse. It's rough China or rough China 1 and MMA madhouse. Tweet it, smash the cake. Dude, that's a great answer. I mean, like, flash all time. Now,
so,
is that everybody tonight? Are we wrapped
no,
up?
No, next we have, we saved the best for last. We have a Kuat Kamitpal. He's a real character, and he's one of the top contenders in the lightweight division. He's probably one of the best Kazakh fighters right now. And he's got such a personality, and his fighting style, an exciting fighting style, just dominated, knocking out Wu Chen at rough 12. And he just wants to make a statement at this fight that he's the best lightweight in China, and he wants that belt. So here he is.
Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. How are you doing tonight?
He feels great. He just woke up, so he slept very well.
What's for breakfast today? What is he going to eat for breakfast today?
Завтра какой у тебя? Завтрак какой был? Что ел сегодня на завтрак? Что будешь на завтрак есть?
Сегодня на завтрак?
Да.
Я буду есть. То, что мне перегонял вес.
He said today on the breakfast he will eat what he didn't eat before he make weight.
he's on a 4-fight win streak. His last fight at rough 12, he wins with a TKO. After 3 decisions to get that finish, how good did he feel leaving rough 12?
Он говорит, ну ты 4 боя подряд идешь сейчас без поражений. Вот 3 боя выиграл решением, а последний нокаутом, ну, TKO, да, техническим. Как ты вообще себя чувствуешь? По кайфу вообще сейчас?
Я чувствую себя хорошо. Я уже устал, если честно, драться по очкам все 3 раунда. Мне это все надоело, поэтому я решил заканчивать бои в первом раунде.
Yeah, he said he feels great. And to be honestly, if we're gonna look down to his career, he had a lot of decision fights and he tired of it. He wanted to finish all fights quick.
right now, he's in the mix for the title. I'm curious, after such a 10 fights or something before his first loss, you know, he's bounced back and now he's back on this tear. What did he change different after his last loss to get his game back on?
Окей. Okay. Он говорит, ну вот смотри, ты говорит, у тебя много боев, и было где-то 10 боев подряд без поражений, а потом одно поражение, и ты сейчас опять вернулся в колею победную. Что ты поменял после того поражения, чему оно тебя научило вообще?
Ну, каждое поражение как бы учит чему-то, но в целом ничего не изменилось. Цель-то одна, всегда идти вперед, поэтому иногда, так как это спорт, иногда бывает поражение, но это поражение как бы...
You know, like what they say, each loss teaches something. So after that loss, nothing changed. He still want to go forward. He still want to keep winning. Sometimes it's happen and hope he will keep winning these days.
He's in the mix. Hey. Go ahead, Lapaki.
No, go ahead, buddy.
He's in the mix for the title talk at Ruff. What does he think he needs to do today to make sure he gets that shot?
Он говорит, ну, ты на пути к титульному бою, да, как претендент. Но как ты думаешь, что тебе нужно сделать для того, чтобы заработать титульный бой?
Это смешное недовольство, как бы. Здесь, чтобы получить пояс, да, пояс чемпиона, надо побежать все. Только победы приведут тебя к этому.
He said this is the sport that we're doing that's called mixed martial arts. And he's saying the only one thing that gets you to the title shot is the wins. So he still needs to keep winning. Keep dominating his opponents and he hope it's gonna bring him to the title shot.
Is there something he sees in his opponent that he feels plays into his game, a weakness maybe?
Он говорит, ты видишь что-нибудь у своего соперника, то, что его слабость, то, что тебе подходит под тебя, то, что тебе нравится?
На самом деле, я все вижу. Но я не скажу им, потому что они увидят сегодня ночью это все.
You say, to be honestly, he's seen a lot of things. But he's not going to tell you. You're going to see in the fight.
Well, we will definitely be watching. We will be watching.
With this being Kawat's third fight now for Ruff, does he see himself setting up here long term? And if so, does he see himself becoming maybe the face of the promotion?
Ты говоришь, видишь, уже немало боев делаешь в Рафе, да? Как ты себя видишь вообще здесь, как тебе нравится организация, как она двигается и так далее?
Ну, Раф – это один из лучших ММА-версий в Азии и самая лучшая версия в Китае. Я очень счастлив быть частью этого, так как это, ну, Раф набирает хорошие обороты. Я горд тем, что я являюсь частью этой большой семьи.
You know, was Kawat gonna say like Ruff is the one of the best in the Asia and the best organization in whole China, and he's really proud to be part of it, and it's growing day by day from event to the other event, and he feels really proud to be part of this family, of this big family.
Well, we're super excited that he is part of this family and going to be competing today at Ruff. Does he have anybody he wants to thank? Any sponsors, family, coaches?
Говорит, ну, короче, рады будет смотреть с вами боем. Если сейчас кого-то хочешь поблагодарить, там всех, например, Стивен Сигал,
я хочу поблагодарить, во-первых, Брюса Ли, так как я нахожусь в Китае. Хочу поблагодарить свою семью, своих друзей, своих тех, кто мне помогал, команду Алаш Прайд и команду Пхукет Топ Кинг в Таиланде. Очень хочу поблагодарить команду РАФ и его президента Джоя Резника, хочу поблагодарить, хочу сказать, что я спасибо, что я нахожусь здесь, в их команде, в их семье. Я очень рад, что они начали новую гонку за пояс. Было бы хорошо, если я в следующих боях буду участвовать в титульном бою.
Say, first of all, you want to thank Bruce Lee. No, Steven Seagal this time. Because because of him, he in the martial arts. The other thing, he want to thank all his team back home in Kazakhstan. Also want to thank Phuket top team from Thailand, where he trained, had a camp as well. He want to thank Joel Resnick with the whole RAF team for giving him this opportunity to fight here. So he very excited. And he's thanking everybody again. And also he said, like, the RAF is starting a new thing with the belt, and he hoped to get it sooner or later.
Oh, we hope to see him fight for it. Trust me. I'm curious, what kind of movies does he like to watch?
Он говорит, они, короче, ништяк, мы тебя рады и надеются, что ты будешь за поезд драться. А какие фильмы ты любишь смотреть?
Фильмы?
Да, это
профессиональный. Я люблю фильмы, как обычно, после тренировки, это, можно сказать, драмы и мелодрамы.
Okay.
Я люблю немного поплакать у себя в комнате. Я не люблю, как обычно, не люблю боевики, так как в моей жизни и так хватает боевиков.
Yeah, he said, you know, like, after the hard training camps, he liked to be back home, laying down on the sofa, watching some dramas, keep crying the tears from his eyes. You know? Because too many action in his life, so he don't want to see it on the movie.
Hey, are there prettier women in Kazakhstan, China, or Thailand?
Скажи, где красивые девочки? В Казахстане, в Таиланде или в Чайне?
Скажи, они все на одно лицо.
They're all the same face. All the ages look the same. There is no matter. Everybody's the same.
That's a great answer.
Hey, how excited is Kawhi for today to be fight day and he can display his skills for the Ruff fan?
I'm excited to play skills for Ruff. Ну, что, как ты будешь показывать, какие для фанатов Ruff сегодня? How to display? How to show skills?
Yeah.
Что ты будешь показывать для своих фанатов сегодня?
Я всегда стараюсь показывать все лучшее. И я надеюсь, сегодня будет еще лучше. Да.
Say like every time he trying to display the best thing that he have, but today he will show the better things.
Well, I want to thank him so much for taking the time out for the fans around the world to talk with him and to listen to this interview. Tell him go eat some breakfast. We're all around the world going to be watching him perform in a few hours, and we wish him the best of luck.
Он говорит, ну все, короче, он рад, что ты здесь. Иди хорошо позавтракай, и весь мир, говорит, сейчас будет ждать твоего боя и наблюдать, так что подкрепись силами.
Да. Скажи, я буду кушать сегодня на всю неделю, чтобы показать вечером хороший бой. Спасибо.
Thank you, guys. Thank a lot. He will eat later, like 1 week amount of the food for showing a good fight to them.
Oh, hey, I want to thank you also because I know you've taken some time out and done all the translating tonight. So, we love working with you.
I bet Kawhi has a good joke for us. I bet Kawhi has a good joke for us.
Yeah, ему нравятся твои шутки, говорит. У тебя хорошие шутки, может, пошутишь в конце еще.
Ну, скажи им, жаль, что я их не вижу, а то бы я их поцеловал бы.
Yeah. You know, he said, guys, like, he feels so sad that he couldn't see you in personality. Otherwise, he would kiss you guys.
Well, hey, instead of giving us a kiss, have him throw Brandon in rear naked choke, tweet out a photo of that.
Okay. Вместо того, чтобы говорить это, поцеловать, я хочу Брэндона кинуть на суплекс.
Брэндон пока еще нужен.
No, no, he said Brandon he need now. He need him in future, so later.
Very, very smart, Claude. Very, very smart.
Hey, good luck, brother. You go have fun, man.
Давай, короче. Удачи тебе, брат. Thank you, guys. It was a big pleasure to have interview with you.
Oh, well, we'll be talking to him again. And Brandon, I know you have a lot on your plate. I can't thank you enough. I can't thank the translator enough and all the fighters enough for taking time out right before they go to do battle in the rough 12+1 cage. I'm super pumped. All the fans out there can go to roughfighting.com, correct? Or roughchina.com and find the links. They can also go to MMA Madhouse, the Twitter, the Facebook, mine, Lapaki's, Rear Naked Smoke, MMAtopics.net, MMA Beatdown. All got links for fans outside of China who want to watch this event. Brandon, thank you so much, brother.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Love coming on the show. The fighters love it, so I'm sure us and all the other fighters will be back.
Oh, hey.
Awesome, man.
Great, great guests tonight, man. They were all killing it. I mean, for real, come on, let's get a Smash the Cake shirt for this kid. I mean,
Smash the Cake.
Yes.
All the same face, I think, was just as good.
Dude, well,
My Instagram is going to be full of hashtag Smash the Cake.
Oh, yes, it will be. Smash the Cake, hashtag drama movie, and then hashtag Steven Seagal. Those are the three hashtags tonight.
They're starting trends.
Brandon, I know you've got to get. I can't believe you took an hour of your day. Once again, brother, mad love for you, man. The family at Madhouse loves what you guys are doing, and we're going to blow this tweet, feed and stream link up all night for you.
We appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, have a good night, brother.
You too, Steve.
Everybody, Rough China, get to know them. They're doing it right. They got great fighters. Man, what a great, great show.
Dude, that was
a blast,
bro.
I say we could keep talking for a few, man. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here growing a beard. You know, that's about it.
That was crazy, dude. Kawat was hilarious. I have to watch the drama movies so that I can get rid of my tears.
I can't watch action because there's too much of it in my life. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this guy was killing it. I loved it, man. I mean, just all around great, great show, man. Every single show that these guys have done with us has just been hilarious and great. And that's the thing is, like, I wish more people would do like we do and take the hour out of your day to interview some fighters internationally instead of worrying just about the Zuffa zombie BS, you know? I mean, that's why, these are some of the best interviews, translator and all.
Oh, dude, this is a blast. I still think that I had done my picks before the show tonight. And I think I'm going to leave them. I think I'm comfortable with where my picks are at. I already had Lee Jibrin pick to win, so I'm good to go there.
Oh, all day.
I got Alatang. I got Kwat. Got Song Yadong. Gon Wong. Wong Gong. Or what the hell?
Dude, I tell you what.
Meishuan Zhang. I got Meishuan Zhang. Or Zhang Meishuan, I guess. Zhang Meishuan.
Well, I mean, like, 3 o'clock in the morning can't come quick enough now. I'm super pumped to see these guys throw down. And, you know, once again, with them changing the championship format, it was perfect. Especially building up a card like this. And like you pointed, folks, not just the bantamweight or the featherweight. You got to look at all the weight classes.
Oh, no, I agree. Okay. You know, but it's not the only overnight event we got going on, man.
Full Metal Dojo's going on right now, live in Thailand. John Nutt, Ben Stark.
Why isn't John Instagramming pictures? I'm a little hurt.
I don't know. I do know this much. The Rough stream is free, followed by M1 Global Battle at the Mountains with the American Bulldog Lee Morrison. I'm just joking. Oh, man.
Oh, you're getting a little too excited there, Junior.
Dude, what a show.
That was a blast, man.
Dude, but not only do we have M1...
Did you think they maybe didn't get while I was asking for jokes? I didn't know. Coming across the right way in translation.
I wondered because I was hoping to hear some, like, you know, funny jokes. We should have told a joke for them. Like, you know, what do you call
it? Yeah, that's what we'll try next time.
Yeah, next time we'll be like, what do you call a, you know, give us a joke, like, what do you call a snail on a ship? And when they go, what? We'll say, a snailer.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit better than that, but...
That was just an example.
Yeah, well, if that was an example, we're not going to get good jokes back.
Well, like,
did
you want more realistic jokes like my five ex-wives?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Like, that'd be perfect. That would be a perfect joke.
By the way... I want to give a big shout-out to Chris Gregory, the matchmaker down there at Blackout Fighting Championships. Blackout Fighting Championships 23rd presents Bourbon County Brawls. Bring your sister, bring your cousin, because we got a kissing booth.
Yeah, I just hope that they don't play Pussy Poppin' or whatever it is with the kids running around again.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, I just hope not. But a big shout out to Chris. And I know we're talking about some events coming up overnight and early in the morning. You guys definitely, there's a double Cage Warriors going on, two cards one day. We've also got Bama Fight Night. What is it? SKM versus Nunez. We've also got PLMA 35 coming out of Poland, World Series of Fighting Canada 2, XF5 International. If you guys heard the news last night, XFC said they've left Access. They've got two new TV deals in place and a streaming deal set up. Will be free streams. Also, that they're going to be making their home in Tampa, Florida, and we'll see six events. Pearl Gonzalez is going to be fighting, defending her title. Devison Drago. Scott Holtzman will be facing Dave and Shane Corshane after he beats up Dom O'Grady. Also, Courtney Casey will be back in the cage. He mentioned her as well.
After she's in the PXC cage, though, bro.
That's why I
Guam throwdown.
I figured I'd let you talk about it.
Dude, what do you think about Kenny Garner, man? You think he can win tomorrow? I'm not sold. I think he's gonna lose another one tomorrow.
I'm really, really scared. Oh, wow. TJ Britton looks good. Way in photos for TJ. Way to go, buddy. That kid looks scared. Or is it just because he's looking up so much?
Yeah, I think it's just because he's like, where the hell did they find this Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, they're like, dude, you know when he come walking to the scale, his coach is like, oh, there's some bullshit. There's some bullshit. How can this kid be weighing 135 when he's 7'10"? Jeez, he's got reach on that kid for days. Dude,
good to see my baby mama is going out partying. She ain't getting no check this month.
No, she's up at the coast at a casino. They're all at some bachelorette party for a wedding we're supposed to attend, but I don't think we're going to make it. I might, just because the guy's a good friend. But, dude, I'm looking at the pictures of TJ, man. His forearm to his knuckles with a closed fist is the same length as that dude's arm.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. You didn't go to AFL, did you?
No. I ended up watching it from the stream, remember?
Yeah. You're a badass at that. Where the hell is Jeff at? Why did he get off the phone?
I don't know, but I tell you what, it doesn't matter because it's all about sunsets and cold beer.
Oh, you think so, huh? I have a feeling it's all about M1 and all kinds of other fun fights. Cage Warrior 69, Bama Fight Night. Batetti Combat 20. XFE 43. Joe Mama.
I want to get like a brake and muffler shop as a sponsor so we can get some crazy cool commercials about brakes and mufflers.
You just are trying to get a rat rod sponsor.
Yeah, I am. Dude, I'm telling you what, though. I'm pretty close to locking down Boneyard Beer, man. I mean, everything was really kosher.
Are you going to use them to get you a rat rod?
Yes. No, I'm going to use them to get beer. Hey, next time you steal my picture, Matthew, just ask. Let me send you the original file so that it's not all distorted and blown up and cut off.
Okay, apparently you're somebody a little cranky all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. I was just making a point. I don't have a problem, man. If he wants to use that logo, he should use it as much as he can possibly use it. But let me get you a real copy of it. You know? That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for much, honey. Just for him to call me and say, Skip, I need a copy of that file. And then I can be like, I'm sorry, I mean to speak in English.
You would do that.
Okay, so what fights, by the way, didn't Elizabeth Phillips announce that she's going to the UFC or something?
Yeah, she got a short notice fight on the Vancouver card next weekend.
Anthony.
She will be joining us Monday night on MMA Monday Night Breakdown.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Boyd's got a Bob Sapp and King Mo Monday.
Nice. That'll be awesome.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. Dude, it's a Canadian show, dude. They probably don't even know who Bob Sapp is. They'll be like, is that the guy
who
makes...
It's been some crazy days up. It's been some crazy days up around the Boyd's place, man. It's been some crazy days. Dude, that guy up in New Brunswick, that's just a little bit north of where Boyd lives at, like probably 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, no, I was reading that guy's Facebook wall. Wow, some crazy stuff on that guy's stuff. People should have seen that
guy. Wasn't it? No doubt, man. Well, my thing is, how did he run around for like 2 days shooting people and nobody was able to stop this guy? Like, people are like, oh, let me take a picture of you for my Instagram. I'd have been like, let me shoot you. I'm just going to put you down for the cops. Save everybody some time.
Well, do you know the cops had to go to the store, buy guns? Well, there's a 2-day waiting period in Canada. So after the 2-day waiting period, they got their guns and they went and shot them because cops up there don't have guns, right? They have billy clubs.
I think so, dude.
Yeah,
well, it probably takes
a little
bit longer to get around places.
But if you're a moose,
they should have called it the Manhunter. Did you ever watch that show Manhunter? I think that's what it was called, where the guy was like, it was like a 2-man team where they were trying to like race from point A to point B and the guy on the horse was trying to catch him. That was an awesome show. I wish they'd bring that back. Man Tracker? I think that's what it was called, Man Tracker. I kind of want to try that show out.
to be tracking or be a tracker?
I think to be the one avoiding the guy, to be on the run. Like, he'd be on the run like a fugitive.
See, okay, now here's the thing, okay, with that show. Like, I would have been setting traps to, like, break the horse's leg, you know? Like, I would purposely leave a trail and leave a hole so the guy breaks the horse's leg. And then from that point, I would set a trap to kill the dude. I would just, like, he'd come around a corner and a tree would break and kill him. I'd win the game. These people never, they try to get away. I would try to attack. I would be on the offense. I would be proactive, not reactive. And not only that, answer me this, okay? I've watched this show a few times. Two or three times these guys came across rivers that were, you know, 40 yards wide, water just rushing, speed of light. Why didn't they just jump in there and let it take them down the river 5-6 miles and win the game?
Well, because maybe that's not the direction of the finish point.
It doesn't matter. The name of the game is not to get caught. I just got 5 miles downriver where this guy's riding around the woods on a horse looking for me.
Yeah, no, you got to be going the other direction.
So then go downriver, steal a horse, and ride it back up on the other side of the river.
Well, I mean, you can use whatever method you want, I guess.
Oh, my God.
If you want to go float 6 miles down the river, feel free, bro.
Dude, this guy doesn't even come up to TJ Britton's chin, man. Oh, this guy's going to have to get a ladder to punch TJ in the mouth. Okay, here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good fight, man. I think it's going to be a good fight when you're going to be able to watch it on toughenough.com.
Yep. No. 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 They pulled the stream.
What do you mean, though? I thought they posted the stream yesterday.
I was told yesterday morning that they pulled it. Let me go check.
Maybe they did pull it. I thought they had it up.
Well, I'm going to look. Tough Enough weigh-ins. Pukey is the first. Oh, are you serious? He tagged Jeff in that post? Ah! Oh, you talk about ball. That's hilarious.
Who? What? What am I missing out on?
The greatest manager in the Pacific Northwest, based in Oregon, with the most phenomenal fight team that will get you to the biggest shows on earth. He tagged Jeff in a post after just making some comments that he doesn't need Jeff. Oh, I just thought it was funny. I do not see any link on their page. I'm all the way back to June 4th. I can't believe he sold 32 hotel rooms. Hey, screw it. Here's what I want to talk about. This is for all the fans out there listening to it too. Please feel free to call in, hashtag in, tweet in, type in, email, send a letter, I don't care. Did Invicta put the noose around its neck going to Fight Pass, yes or no? I say they did. I say they made a bad decision. Unless the UFC is basically setting up to buy them, and then they won't be around anyway, I think this was a bad choice. I think that the UFC needs them more for Fight Pass than Invicta needs Fight Pass. That's my personal opinion. I believe there's other opportunities out there that they could have taken from things I've heard, but that's just my opinion. I think that not enough people are going to want to pay $250 a year to watch 4 Invicta fights and a half a dozen UFC fights at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, if Invicta's getting a steady coin off of it, sometimes business, if they get paid the same whether they have 100 people watching or 100,000 people watching, and it's better than the deal they had currently, then, it's kind of good business. It doesn't work for us, but, what it is.
I'm not saying that they might not have worked a good financial deal. What I'm saying is no matter what deal they work financially, this is going to hurt them because there's not enough people signing up for the UFC. And the thing is, it's not like – we've talked about this before, folks. It's not like WWE's network package where you get everything. The UFC is very limited. And there's and certain fights that you watch today will be gone tomorrow, and you will not get them back unless you want to pay the 99 cents to watch it or the $1.50 or whatever they charge per fight now. With the fact that they're talking about raising the price now also another $5 to where it's $25 a month for the fight pass, who really is going to pay that?
Chris Gregory.
Dude, Chris Gregory can't afford government cheese. He ain't going to buy that.
Okay, so I used a bad example.
Okay. Hey, I do want to give one more
Matthew.
Shout out.
I bet Matthew has Fight Pass.
I think he signed up
six
times.
I'll bet you $3 and a Frosty that Matthew has Fight Pass.
I'll bet you that he signed up 4 times under different names.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Dude,
I wonder if Spencer can tell us.
He hung up.
I know, he's listening on his computer. His phone died.
Oh. Spencer, can you answer that question? UFC Fight Pass signs for content deal. We are truly a distribution site for the greatest female organization to ever grace MMA. This is not an ownership. This is truly a one and only deal with this company that we've ever made. In the past, we've always thought more successful companies should just be bought and run through our UFC.
Spencer says that most likely Matthew has the Fight Pass.
Yeah, hey, look, dude, he's right, though. They are a feeder program. That's all they are. And the crap deal is they're only a feeder program for 2 weight classes. That's what's horrible. And here's another thing, folks. You guys jump around talking about UFC's the greatest and this and that, and they do this, and now Invicta's going to be the biggest, best women's organization. How many fights do you think these people are putting on, folks? Right now, if you take the amount of fights that they have planned for the year 2014, every fighter in the UFC would fight once for sure, and only 196 of the fighters would fight 2 times a year. Now, if you take and the number of fighters who fought 3 times last year, you're talking about less than 100 fighters will fight multiple times on Zuffa paid events in the year 2014. So that means there's a huge majority, between 200 and 300 guys who are not even fighting once every 10 months. Unless you're Sam Cecilia and you just take any fight they put out in front of you, you're not going to fight as much as he does, ever, unless you're a champion or a top 3 contender. And I don't see how – and I don't see how the Invicta bringing 30 girls to the UFC is going to give them real – I mean, we see 1, maybe 2 fights a card, if we see any. How many women will Spencer had the fucking UFC pass until the trial ran out? How many women
that's
fighters?
That's still longer than me.
I've never even been to their website. Because I tell you right now, Johan Production, you guys are dicks. You guys sued the shit out of me. Fuck you. Okay, back to what I was saying. Dude, how many times do you think we're going to see women fight in the UFC? Give me a number that you think we'll see and a number you think should be seen.
You'll maybe see 20 fights a year. Well, now that they have two weight classes, I'll say you'll see 33 to 36 women's fights a year.
Okay, so that's not even one fighter.
That's under the UFC banner. That's under the UFC banner.
Yes, okay. Now, that's not even one fight per event. They have 42 events this year.
Yeah, I know it's not. They've already shown a propensity to not have women's fights that often. How many events has it been since a women's fight happened? I can't even remember the last women's fight at UFC. Was it Miesha Tate and Liz Carmouche?
Don't judge. That's fucking hilarious, Spence. It's been, I think, the card with Miesha and Liz Carmouche, right? Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Is that the last
or
card
with
women on it?
Or was it Alexis Davis and...
Wasn't it the same card?
Was it?
Oh, hold on a second. Let's ask this man. Hey, King of the Zufa Zombies, when was the last female fight on a UFC card? Go. I'm talking to you, Jeff.
You ain't fucking talking to me. I'm not the King of the Zufa Zombies, asshole.
Hey, welcome to church.
Wow.
It was the one with, Jessamyn Duke on it. One of Jessamyn Duke was on, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and Besh Kareha.
You?
Yep. King of the Zufa, you're such a dickhead.
Yeah, but then he said he loves you. He wants to have your babies.
Well, he just wants to keep trying.
Who?
You.
I don't want to have no babies. No, I've got 7 kids already and 12 I don't know about, supposedly. I mean, I don't want no more.
You know about them.
Why not?
You just don't claim them.
Hey, look, if my name ain't on the birth certificate, I ain't their daddy. It's so simple.
Well, if they're all 5 feet tall and bald, even the girls, then they're your dad. You're the dad.
And just because all
like
my
little Mexicans, you 5 feet tall and bald. You.
Dude. If I had truly could have like 17 kids, I would start my own like empire of gang. Like it would be just like back in the 30s when the Jews ran New York. Man, the Artichoke King, when he was the bomb. That's what I would do. I would start like a whole new Jewish mafia.
Why not now?
Well,
because I've got one kid who's super educated. I've got one kid who's way too violent and over energized for his own good. And then I've got one kid who's, you know, just not available to help me out for a few.
A few? Yeah, it'll be a little while.
Yeah.
He's on hold? And what, you got him on ice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He's on hold.
He's on a
So
on
there
a
hasn't been a female fight in the UFC since April 26th. That's six weeks. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 events.
I think they'd be lucky to see 30 a year.
That's what I was saying.
I'd probably go and
put
down
a little bit higher than that, but
I put 5. I don't think it's going to pick up necessarily.
Too, but then I thought that when they bring in the 115ers, I'll have a few more. And then people will say, well, on the Ultimate Fighter, they'll have 20 fights all alone on that. And I don't really consider those to be UFC fights because they're not in the UFC yet.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
What? Okay, look. Now let me ask you guys something. A lot of girls did not make it onto Tough, but they're now getting into the UFC. Which was the better way to go? Not make Tough and get a contract, or go through the house?
What? I think that for some of them it was more that they weren't really worthy of being in title contention, because unlike other Ultimate Fighters, the winner of this one is going to be the 115-pound division champion. So this is a little bit different Ultimate Fighter, and I think that's why you're seeing some of the girls get in. I know that one was, like, underage or something. You know, there were some, like, technical difficulties that kept some people out.
One win.
But I think some people just figured, not enough wins. And what was the one girl? Oh, like a language barrier, but I didn't really see why that was a problem.
Well, now let me ask you guys, both of you guys, this, okay. Do you look in the previous forays into buying leagues and swallowing up divisions that the Zuffa machine has done? Why do you think that the title holder from Invitka was not allowed to just, like every other time, be given a title and start a division?
Who is it?
Tisha.
Tisha.
Well,
well, like every time they've swallowed up divisions or leagues, the champions has been given a belt in the UFC. Why didn't they do that this time with Invitka? Why did they put her in the house?
Because they'd have to give the belt to Carlos Sparza then.
Yeah, it's Carlos' belt, not
yeah.
Tisha.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm reading two things and smoking weed, you guys. So why this time did they not do that? I mean, they've always done that. It's something I dislike, but they've always done it.
Well, maybe they took your complaints to heart, Skippy, and they decided that they weren't going to do that route this time.
Maybe it's just such thick competition there that making that person number one is really not going to be accurate. They're not really the champion. I think this will be a better champion if these girls all can fight each other, or some of them can fight each other. It'll give a better champion in the end, and then Lisa Ellis will be champion.
Well,
Lisa
Ellis? The main reason is that it will build a connection with the fan base, where, you know, now the fans will be invested in this, you know, these 12, 16 women, and they'll know, you know, they'll have seen what the champion did to become the champion and the fights, you know. So I think actually it's kind of a good way to do it, you know. And, I mean, it was always your complaint that they just kind of gave a belt to somebody, and now they've developed this tournament, which I think is a great concept for as they bring these, you know. Now if they do that with 125 women and then 145 and then, you know, whatever, it could really work out well for them.
Yeah. I don't like they're just giving it to the – I don't like that thing. I don't like that at all. I'd rather people fight for a title than to show up and be the champ.
What is going on?
What are you doing, Skippy?
I just saw a post – oh, okay, never mind. It's old. I was like, dude, if that's the cage for Full Metal Dojo, they forgot the sides. But – they're still putting it together. Okay. I saw somebody said it's time, and they have a picture of the cage, and I was like, there's no sides to it. Is this going to be on a, you know, like a raised pillar, like old school kung fu style or what? But I see the cage wall stacked on the side, so obviously this picture's old.
Did you check out that kickboxing tournament I told you about in Russia?
Yes, I have. I did. And I kind of think it's... I think it's – I like the concept. I'm concerned about the ring. 6 foot wide is not far enough or wide for people in kickboxing to really, you know.
Like 30 feet.
It's 6 by 34 foot. So it's 34-foot long boxing ring. Foot wide.
You're fighting in a hallway.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I kind of like it. It's more like a fencing then. You know,
pretty much.
It really kind of takes lateral movement out of it. You're going to be doing...
It does.
You know, it's going to be more zigzag back and forth, and, you know, there won't be a lot of circling. It's going to be, you know...
You see what weight it's at?
No, I did not pay attention to that.
It's like 88, 87 kilograms. That's some big dudes.
Whoa,
in the hallway.
185? 185?
Yeah, 185, 190. Yeah, just under 190.
That's a dude. There's a few guys. I gave it to some people who are going to try out. So Landon's got one guy. He's going to go there and. That's just talk about guys. And it's going to be interesting. But it's a little bit. It's pro kickboxing. And there's not much of that around. So the pro kickboxers should be all over it.
I agree.
Oh yeah. There's not enough pro kickboxers around it anymore.
There is a group up there that's doing kickboxing now, though. That's going to be doing a lot of them and doing two pros shows a year, and then a bunch of amateurs
okay.
throughout the year.
Okay. Okay. Here, I shouldn't be talking about this, but fuck it, we're going to talk about it. Okay. I talked to Derek today, and I said, "So is everything a go for the Budo date?" And he said the state called him back and said, "Well, we'd prefer you not pick that date." And he goes, "Well, there's nothing going on. There's no UFC pay-per-views. There's nothing, you know, that week, the week before or the week after in the state of Oregon. And also, there's only two events that weekend right now that he knows of in Washington." And, you know, the commission said, "Well, we want you to be on the same date as SCFF and Rogue Fights instead." He goes, "That way it's easier for us
what?
To... coordinate." And he's like, "But I'm gonna lose out on my fighters because some of those guys are fighting on those cards." And they're like, "Well, you need to figure that out. That's really not our issue, you know." I'm like, "That's some fucking bullshit."
What the fuck?
So what he did,
dude, they're a joke.
Dude, so what he did is him and his partner went back and filed for three more dates, the dates they want in advance. Okay, they filed for a November date, a January date, and like a May date, right? And the commission says they're asking for dates too far in advance.
What the hell?
How can November be too far in advance?
In Washington, they can plan the whole year. You can schedule out your year with the state. That's bullshit. Man, that's weird. That's really weird.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. He's trying to make them give them the date they wanted because they're, dude, It's an open, literally, it's an open 2-3 weeks with nothing going on, which means, you know, he'll be able to have fighters to fight on his card and have 21 days to fight on Mike Brown's or Keeney's card. So that gives fighters time to make suspension.
How's it easier when they've got to do three events in one day? How's that any easier?
How can they staff that many events?
Dude, because all their buddies need jobs. And remember, don't forget, all the inspectors are volunteered police officers.
Yeah, and they're also corners.
Yeah, well, they get $200 to be an inspector and hang out at a fight. You guys seen what they do at Budo fights. Those guys are a joke, man. One guy's getting taped up while the inspector's on the phone.
Oh, there's a couple that were cornering fighters. That
yeah.
That's really weird.
Which, dude, the little hot one.
No, they all walk out. No,
Lepaki, the little hot brunette one with the curly hair, cornered a fighter.
Yep. No one else in the corner. Grabbed him water and was definitely giving him advice between the rounds.
Yep, and then they had that lesbian-looking one with the bowl cut.
Pictures of it.
Yeah.
I think I have video.
Because the inspector that walked her out was the tall, skinny lesbian with the bowl cut. You know what I'm talking about. She looks like a bird, like Big Bird.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. She walked that fighter out with the other official being the corner, which I don't know how that can be fucking possible. You just wrapped him up. You signed off on his wraps. You cornered him. Come on now.
Wow.
That's horse shit. But
yeah.
Either way, I
horse
still think it's crap. Because look, what they're going to do is they're going to give SCFF five officials, three judges, or five inspectors and three judges, okay? And then one referee. He'll referee all 22 fights. Then at Mike Brown's,
really?
Yeah, then what they're going to do at Mike Brown's is they're going to give Mike Brown 11 inspectors, three judges, and... they're going to give him two referees. And at Budo, they're going to give him 13 inspectors for the same as Mike for 10 fights. They're going to give him the three judges and then two referees. And that way, their buddies can all get work. Because if Derek breaks it down, they're going to have to split the workload and make Keeney pay for some of those guys. And they're trying not to because he's their buddy.
Wow.
And I guarantee you, Mike Brown, he's only doing this show in Oregon because this is where he's based, and he wants to give a show for the local amateurs and pros here, but he'll be one and done in this state because of all the bullshit he's had to go through.
What's Bama going to do? What are they going to be like after this?
Bama, if they sell out, they'll be on a reservation, so it won't matter.
It's that way now.
Well, they're dealing with the state right now.
The tribe won't allow it. The tribe's making them use the state. What a hassle.
Yeah.
What a waste of money and time. Bummer. Did someone else talk
they
about
want
that
it to be legit.
It can still be legit. You can still get even all the same officials damn near. You just don't have to do all the bullshit.
Oh,
tribe shows up here, and I do everything. I hire all state officials and all pro state officials, all the best. Doesn't matter if it's on a reservation. You still put on a good show. It doesn't make any difference. You've got the right people, but if you have your brother and the neighbor and people judging, then it becomes a joke. I'm sure we've all seen that.
Oh, I think we've all been a part of one of those or two.
We went to fights once, and my wife went to keep time. And they told her she didn't need to bring a bell. When we got there, they had a cinder block and a piece of metal. To hit a cinder block. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The bell is a cinder block and with a piece of metal. It's going to be a pile of sand by the end of the night, and this is dumb. No, forget it. It's crazy.
let me go get my hammer and my banjo, and I'll use that as a fucking bell.
They had three guys judging who were never judged. I was a referee. Three guys judging that never judged, and I was watching them and through the fight. One of them was talking to the girl next to him almost the whole time, not even looking at the fights, and the other one of the guys just was falling asleep during the fight. I was like, oh my God. So we just make sure that the right decisions were made. It was bad.
Huh.
Can't have your dad come in and be a judge because he's cool.
Can't?
Well, you can, but it's not going to look very good.
Yeah, that's hogwash.
But that's a Dwayne Spivey production.
Wow. Where'd Skippy go?
I went and got an ice cream sandwich.
You never know with him. Oh. You know, there's a lot of booty going on during these shows that he doesn't tell us about. You know,
so,
half the time he's on the show, he's getting laid while he's talking to us, and it's kind of disturbing.
I just went and got an ice cream sandwich.
No, that's not... Huh?
I went and got an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. You got something in your mouth.
Yep. A vanilla ice cream sandwich, bro. I got the munchies. This shit is good. By the way...
You always have?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Have you guys ever heard of anybody stealing fighters? How do you steal a fighter?
Kidnap them with a bag?
That's funny, because I did my Madhouse Minute thing with me and my daughter Lily talking about it in the car, was how we could steal some fighters. So, pretty funny. She had a whole plan on how to do it. It's hilarious. Like, me and you, we're going to go and we're just going to grab them. We're going to put them in the car, and then we're going to make friends with them. We're going to put it to a gym. We're going to work out, and I'm going to put them through my routine. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. You're breeding a serial killer, son. She's like,
yep.
I've got my own collection of MMA fighters, and I make them battle every night in the basement.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to get untied, fight.
Oh, my God. That thing was super
and
good.
And then I attacked them. And
hey,
I cut their heads off with a hacksaw.
What was your question, Jeff? How do you watch what?
How do we catch M1 tonight?
I sent you a link in the shit talk thread. It's just on M1 TV. That's the best link. Super
Breaking
easy.
It
plays on. Yeah. No.
Yes.
Is it the counters? The counter's on the website for the link I
he
sent you.
He told me it starts at midnight our time, and he was that's why he was weighed in last night at. But when he, well, I did, I was confused because he was weighed in last night, and I'm like, why did you weigh in a day and a half early? He said, no, we'd fight at midnight. Midnight your time on Friday. I'm like, whoa, cool.
Hold on.
That makes sense.
Is he training at midnight?
No, look. The fight starts in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 22 seconds. And he's co-main, so he's not going to even be for another 4 hours.
4 hours? How many fights are there?
Like 25. I don't know. I think 10 or 12.
Well, it's not going to be 4 hours then. So maybe like 5 a.m., probably. 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I thought... Hold on. What time does... No, Rear Naked Smoke has it listed for 11 a.m. Eastern Standard, which is 9 a.m. our time. But that's probably the main card.
I'm just going to ask.
No, it says it starts in 2 hours and 22 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's at 2 o'clock in the morning. It starts about the same time as Ruff.
But how are you going to decide what to watch? Well, no, I guess it's easy
well,
for
I'm
you.
Gonna pull up,
after that
I'm
interview.
Pull up two screens, and we'll watch them both.
Dude, yeah, well, man, look, I can set it right now. I can set up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different streams.
Ooh, I can do 6.
That's fucking tough. I'm getting there, son. If I hooked up the big screen.
Dude, once I upped my internet speed, it made it so much easier to, and I am ordering a new external hard drive to store all my videos on.
Dude, that's funny. We just talked last night about buying one of those external, like, 1 terabyte hard drives. They're only like $180.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, by the way, if you're still listening, Spencer, I sure hope you do, brother.
Sure hope he does what?
He wants to,
I hope you're not talking about your dog's mother again.
No, he wants to come on the show.
Oh.
And hang out with us.
I think he's got what it takes.
Dude, I think you'll have, like, fun on this show.
Hey, man, I actually get to be himself.
He'll get to talk. We'll let him talk.
Yeah, oh shit, there's a concept.
Dude, he's going to be like, I don't know what to say, you guys. The mic, you know, it's just so quiet. I'll check that Glaza TV and see.
Where's Jason at? That's
Ellis?
Jason.
He called me and asked me today. He's like, hey, dude, does Lee fight today?
Yeah, no, that's the problem with this guy. I can't. Come on, man. We need to tell Vadim, just tell the dummy to put the damn American time of the stream and the fights on his freaking website like Ruff does.
Dude, M1's not on the... Hold on, this is Friday. I need Saturday. M1... I don't even see it on here. On the TV link. Dude, it's not on that link that you had. It's on the link I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not on Gava TV. Fight Now Russia or whatever. Okay, hey, look. We got 7 minutes, man. I'm going to go completely baked out of my gorge and get ready for a little bit of a rough.
You're gonna fall asleep.
F-U. The hell
you're
I am, dude. I got 6 tall boy rock stars and a huge, huge batch of brownies. I ain't going nowhere.
Wow. Super high and wide awake. I like that.
Yeah,
you're gonna pass
I
the fuck out, Jeff. Watch.
Oh, that I coming know. From Mr. I Fall Asleep on Wednesday night for a show?
Hell yeah.
You're going to be
on, bro, all the time.
How much you want to bet that I am the one out of everybody here that is up tweeting out and watching the fights?
How do we know that? Yeah, hold on, Jeff. How do we know that you just haven't randomly planned your tweets in advance and using Hootsuite will have them automatically sent? Oh, what a great event, Ruff Who is! Oh, what a great event, Ruff Who is!
Super easy. Super easy, because it will say from Hootsuite. And I'll make sure that the first one I send out is a picture of my balls to your Twitter. You think
picture.
I'm joking?
I'm going to have to report you.
You're going to have to report me. I'm sending you a set of my balls right to your Twitter. I'm going to be like, here you go. Boom. You're going to wake up to that in the morning and be like, oh, I missed Ruff. Oh, I just saw Skippy's balls.
Well, no, because... Now the best part is that I know not to look.
Thanks for the heads up, bro. I really appreciate that.
Jeff, you know as well I do. Human nature, he's going to want to look.
He'll have to. You know he will.
No,
you know.
I don't think so, bro.
He won't know what it is, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
What am I going to see? What is it going to look like, a road map? am I counting track marks?
No, but what you will see is the curtain matches the carpet, buddy.
Your balls are tattooed like Hot Wheels?
That's funny shit, man. Claim your Hot Wheel balls. Nice.
That would be the coolest thing ever. If your balls are tattooed like the color of your eyebrows, I may have to just look now, dude.
Yeah, I want to see them too, if that's the case.
Because if you've been willing to sit down and get your balls tattooed like that in depth, then I guess it's worthy for everybody to see them. But no shaft. No shaft.
Hey,
you
speak.
It looked like a rabbit hiding in the hedge, dude. I wouldn't be worried.
Speaking of odd picture, twice now in the last 6 months, I've by accidentally posted pictures that I either wasn't supposed to or didn't pay attention. You know, obviously the first one was the incident with Mr. Hall. And when I thought he was talking about releasing that picture, and he said, you know that thing I told you about? Go ahead. So I put the picture up, and he's like, no. You know, well, when I made the preview for the show, I put a picture that Jeff had sent me as a friendly gesture by accident. I guess I clicked it not looking. When I was watching the preview of the show, I saw it on there. I was like, oh, shit. I had to delete it like 20 minutes before the show started. Oh, I'll send you a picture right now, Jeff. And you guys are going to laugh when you guys see this. I can't believe I did this. I was such a schmuck.
He just got home from work to a bunch of boxes of stuff for Alfonso. A bunch of boxes of hats and shirts and all kinds of shit got sent to him.
From who?
From all over the place, because he's a celebrity now.
Probably at Brad Gear and whoever.
Yeah, I don't know. He just has a bunch. A lot of boxes of clothes and apparel, shirts, hats. That's cool. Good for him. Deserves it. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Good save. Oh, son of a... Yeah.
Yeah, you see? That's what I was talking about, too. I didn't realize it. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, shit!
Oh, damn. That would have been...
horrible.
Speaking of horrible... Hey, speaking of horrible, man, we're going off live air in like 10 seconds. You know what? Peace. Everybody, Eagle.
Awesome.
Peace.